Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
AM radio fosters a sense of local identity, connecting people through regional programming that reflects the unique perspectives and traditions of their communities.
Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington says the removal of AM radio from new cars would affect tens of millions of Americans who rely on it for emergency alerts, crop reports, and connection to government services. A bipartisan effort is underway to preserve AM stations after eight automakers announced they plan to drop them from new models due to signal interference from electric vehicles. The Human Rights Campaign has declared a state of emergency for LGBTQ people in the U.S., citing more than 500 anti-LGBTQ bills in more than a dozen states this year. President Kelly Robinson says violence has become a lived reality for her community.
It's fueled by nearly unfettered access to guns, political extremism, and rhetoric that is deliberately devised to make our community less safe, less equal, and less free.
Robinson says at least 76 bills have become law. The Atlanta City Council has approved funding for a controversial new police training center. Reverend James Woodall with the Southern Center of Human Rights calls the more than $30 million project an assault on democracy.
A vote today for this paper is a public endorsement of war, of human rights abuse, of militarized streets in our city.
The vote followed a 16-hour public meeting in which hundreds of people voiced their opposition. Dozens of people protesting at the site have been charged with domestic terrorism. A new Mississippi law requires people to obtain permission from police for any protests near state government buildings in Jackson. Supporters of the law say it's meant to prevent crime, but Daniel Holmes of the Poor People's Campaign says the legislature is working to take away local autonomy from the majority Democratic capital city.
This is a very, very important time to be out, take a stand, march, and raise our voices. The time is now.
Several large protests have taken place in Jackson this year regarding courts and policing, as well as the failure of Jackson's municipal water system. Three chemical companies have reached a more than $1 billion deal to settle claims over the proliferation of PFAS, known as forever chemicals, polluting many U.S. drinking water systems. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says the chemicals are everywhere.
Many of our small rural communities are struggling with this issue, and so we are working very strategically to determine the safe levels.
Two of the nation's largest insurers say they will no longer sell property or casualty coverage to new customers in California. Allstate and State Farm say thousands of natural disasters have made it too costly to underwrite policies. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.